Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Richard Berman's here. Richard is a new friend, soon to be old friend. I think Richard's got the goods. We're gonna get him back again. I already figured that out. Richard has spent quite a few years in big media, working with organizations like NBC, for example. He was one of the news editors there for NBC Nightly News. He interviewed, he wrote for the big names, Jane Pauley, Connie Chung, Chris Wallace, others. And he's been around a long time doing things like that. Now he's doing what you and I are doing. He's a small business owner and loving it. He's the president of Richard Berman Public Relations, and he's here to talk to us about how you and I can do a better job of putting our best foot forward in the marketplace. Richard Berman, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here. Richard, first I want to congratulate you on coming over to, leaving the dark side and coming over to the where the light is out here on Main Street. What do you think?
Well, some people think it's the obverse. You know, some people think that when you leave journalism and join public relations that you go outside, but frankly, with the quality of the clients I have now, I'm much happier. I think I'm doing more honest work than I did in network television.
Well, it's a lot different being out here untethered from a big organization and living by your wits as a small business owner, but it's a lot more fun, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is. And, you know, I wake up every morning knowing that basically whatever happens to me is in my control and not in control of what side of the bed somebody wakes up on.
Right, right. Yeah, wake up, come to work one day and somebody gets upset about something and it affects your life. So, okay, let's talk about how small business owners can do a better job of putting their best foot forward. Public relations, getting publicity, is something that I've talked a lot about on the show over the last almost 17 years. But small business owners still aren't very good at it. Well, talk to us about that.
Well, first of all, a lot of people are intimidated by contacting the press in terms of tooting their own horn, so to speak. And actually, in fact, it's the press is more partial toward the small business owner than they are toward the, big PR company.
Well, we're definitely more lovable and cuddly.
That's right. And when I was at NBC, and I had the good fortune for a good many years, about 12 years, to come up with my own stories for the NBC Weekend Nightly News all over the country and produce them. And I was looking for the little guy, you know. Mm-hmm. I was looking for that interesting story. And so I was much more partial when someone would call me directly and talk about something interesting they were doing than I was from a, you know, slick presentation from a PR agency. So maybe we might start out by talking about, you know, just how to get in touch with the press.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, for out here on Main Street, for most small businesses, the high percentage play is not going for NBC Nightly News. It's going for something more local, more regional, right?
Exactly, which makes it really even easier. And if you, if you are doing something really that you view as interesting that your local community would like to know about, the first thing to know is, you know, who do I ask for? Who do I call? So let's say if it's a television story, and you're going to call a local TV station or your local cable news, you just pick up the phone, and whoever answers, say, I'd like to speak to the news assignment editor. That's the person that makes the decision for television.
Do they still have those? In this day of cutting back on budgets and personnel and everything, they still have those?
Well, yes, absolutely. I mean, that's just the name of the title of the person who decides every day what we're going to cover today.
Right. You know? All right. So we get in touch with that person. What do we say to them?
Well, whatever your story is, you tell them who you are, and you know, obviously, you want to tell them something that makes their eyes pop out a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to tell them something that. Maybe their viewers haven't heard before.
Right.
And also, as I was going to say, it's the assignment editor for television with your local newspapers, you know, it's called the city desk. The same
right.
thing you ask for
right.
the city desk.
Right.
So then you know who you should be talking to.
But it can't be about your product or it has to be something that would be of value to everyone regardless of whether they ever bought from you or not, right?
Yeah, I mean, as a general rule, I mean, but, you know, one way to approach this is kind of piggyback off a national story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if
that's
there's
a good
something
idea.
Big in the news that day and your profession or your business is in that field and you have a comment about that, you know, in my local town, I happen to develop a friendship with a nutritionist, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's stuff in the news every single day, obviously, about should you take aspirin, should you eat eggs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, I explained to him how to go about this, and he called the local cable station, and now he's been called in as a regular commentator.
When they need somebody to be an expert witness about some issue, I think that's a really excellent way to get in to get some PR. It's not to show up and talk about what you've got on your mind, you know, once every 5 years, if you're lucky, but to be a regular to comment on other things, right?
Exactly. So, and whatever your specialty is, it qualifies you.
Right.
When there's a national story about
and
that.
And you could do that with any media, radio, newspaper. You definitely should let the local media know that you're available to comment as a subject matter expert on, and you can identify the topics that you're a subject matter expert on, and you got to keep up with that too, folks. In case they call you, you know what you can do that. You can perform. Richard Berman, and I will be right back. Richard Berman, Public Relations. He's going to join us another segment and talk to us some more about this.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.